If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do I launch a successful educational podcast for kids? Welcome to Side Hustle School. It's Chris Guillebeau, your host. That's not my goal. I don't actually have the time or capacity or the skill, probably that goes first actually, to launch a successful educational podcast for kids. But in today's episode, we're going to talk about this idea, a goal of a listener. I always hear from people with all kinds of different side hustle ideas, and they want to know, how does this work in business terms? Can it work? What's the best way to do it? How do I blend entertainment with learning and find the best ways to reach and engage an audience? So, in a world where learning and entertainment increasingly intersect, we're going to look at that in the context of educational storytelling for a podcast that captivates young minds, nurtures their curiosity, and hopefully also works for the creator. I am creator focused. I am focused on the individual out there who's starting projects. How can they be successful? And so if that's you, if you want to be a successful creator, make or start or grow your income generating project, that's what we're all about. Today's question comes to us from Derek. You'll hear that question and my detailed answer after this quick shout out to our sponsor.
Hey there, I'm Derek, an elementary school teacher from Rhode Island with a love for storytelling. I've been playing with the idea of starting a podcast that tells educational stories for kids, blending entertainment with learning about science, history, and literature. What are the key steps in launching a successful educational podcast? And how can I reach parents and educators to grow my listener base?
Derek, huge respect for your passion for storytelling and education. I hope it makes for an impactful podcast. Remember, the most important thing about a creative project like this is that you are happy with it, and hopefully it makes somebody else happy as well. So of course, we're going to talk about money stuff because that's what we do here, but I just want to mention that, first and foremost, life is short. Do what matters to you. Hopefully it can make other people happy. But let's talk about the business stuff. So you got two different things. You've got the creation of the project. We're going to talk about this a little bit tomorrow as well with somebody doing a writing workshop. You got two sides to it. You have the content, and then you have the marketing and distribution. So content of the podcast is how are you going to structure those episodes and such. I'm going to assume that Derek knows more or less what he wants to do with that. So let's talk about the second part. How can he reach parents and educators to grow the listener base? Well, let's see. Some good quality equipment goes a long way. Doesn't have to cost a lot. We had an episode about that recently. Some kind of partnership always helps. Collaboration with educational bloggers, teachers, kid-friendly websites. I would spend 30 minutes a day making a list of different people to contact and reach out to, build relationships with over time. I would encourage listeners, wherever possible, to share the episodes, because especially for a kids podcast, it can be difficult to do some marketing. You're like, am I marketing to kids? Am I marketing to adults? How do kids find podcasts? Probably be good to be familiar with the top 20 kids podcasts, let's say, and try to get to know, maybe a third of those people. And if they can include a shout out, a recommendation for your podcast, that goes a long, long way. I try to do that from time to time. Other people have done it for me. I really, really appreciate it. Those are a few quick thoughts. Excited to hear what happens. Derek, best of luck. Listeners, cheering you on as always. Thanks for being out there. New episodes every day, always free. SideHustleSchool.com for some resources. And I'm out for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.